Blog Talk Radio.
For you, nigga, will you ever get the picture? Scale from 1 to 10, my flows is off the Richter. And when it come to beats, it's genocide. I'm Hitler, niggas hating on the niggas. Thought they were the on the Clippers. It's the fact that I'm relaxing, whitey ball shorts and slippers. Expansion, that's my passion, might be fucking on your sister. Every time I come up, blessings ordered and delivered. The evil so possessive, man, you gotta keep a pistol. Cause everything was the same. Shit never changed, you know the rules to the game. And loyalty ain't the same. Money make people change. Man, these niggas dropping names. And that's why when I ride, I keep my windows rolled up and I get high. All shit to the side. Hater, we can't relate cause you're living a lie. These haters living a lie. I said they living a lie, man, they living a lie. Said they living a lie. I said they living a lie. What you gonna do when they rob and stab and killin'? Cause everybody out scheming, plotting for a million. Hoes ain't shit, bitches never chillin'. She'll do anything when they come to her back in that Brazilian. What's more important, the fame or the fortune? Caution, niggas out here picking pauses. Everybody can't eat the same, game got portions. Flossin' to get your ass distorted, nigga. And you really can't afford it, nigga. They doin' it for the vine, they recording, nigga. So act accordin', nigga. You gon' really wish your ass was aborted, nigga. I'm the cream of the crop, the scheme of the plot. Dare nigga try to take what I got. Lately, I've been thinking a lot, like who gon' be there, who not. And that's why when I ride, I keep my windows rolled up and I get high. All shit to the side, hater, we can't relate cause you're living a lie. These haters living a lie. I said they living a lie. Man, they living a lie. Said they living a lie. I said they living a lie.
That was my man Chef Haas called Living Alive. You already know. Come on, man. We on.
All right, we on, then, Nick. What's up? Welcome to 856 Entertainment, People 100 Radio Show.
My man, Ill Chris right here in the studio with us. I'm the light skinned dude with the pretty hair, DJ Promo. And we got Simba back. Coming back from Mexico and sharing Mexicana ass right now.
Man, I got a tan. Y'all can't call me the brightest in the room. All that baby yellow light right here.
You still light skin though. At the end of the day, you still light skin with me.
And she's darker than Puma right now.
Yeah. That's crazy though. Right. How was Mexico though?
It was so fun.
That's your experience.
Yeah. Listen, it was so much of a fucking experience. I just gotta watch videos to remember some of it. Lit for days. Fucking straight. Lost my whole life.
Yeah.
Found it again in the morning. Lost it again.
Yeah, so you had those nights where you just ain't remember the night before and shit type of deal.
What?
Yeah.
Those kind of nights. Nah, it was so fun. It was so fun.
You went to clubs out there? Nah, it was just like some type of, you just went to little.
I mean, on a resort. It was like
this particular stick in the practice.
Okay. This woke up face.
You saying?
Now on the resort they had parties, beach parties, all types of shit. It was like a non-stop fucking party. I went off the resort though.
Yeah.
A little bit, eat some real fucking Mexican food, cause the food on the resort was not.
How was the Mexican food down there? It's good though.
No, the real Mexican food.
Yeah.
Yes. About to make me go back down there.
That's my origin. That's what everybody think anyway. I'm from Mexico or whatever.
It was beautiful though. It really was.
We glad we have you back though. I know you're glad to be back.
Yeah, I just
You asked her what the holes look like. You left that out.
Yeah, I kind of left that out. Would you look at the holes down there? And not really.
They was regular.
Regular? Okay.
They was regular. Okay. I really ain't.
Ass sure. Or nah? Nah.
I was in Mexico.
Ten different kids around them or nah? It's not like federal?
Nah.
Because you know,
they
federal.
Only had one kid. Yeah, I wasn't okay. Like out here. Nah.
Yeah, because federal got like one Mexican woman, five different kids, and like three different baby dads behind them just walking and shit. It's a whole big family and shit. So.
Nah, I seen one really pretty girl, but.
One little ass car.
She was pretty. She didn't really have like ass or all of that. She was just.
Yeah,
pretty.
But yeah.
The kids over in Mexico look different from the Mexican.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They do. They do. They definitely
like,
do.
Ones over here, like, flat ass, and they
yeah,
shit.
No titties. Yeah. I mean, I've seen a few cute ones, though. Don't get
yeah,
me messed up,
they
though.
Probably came from California, because, like, the California Mexicans be bad.
Bad, too. Yeah, they models out there. That's what they be models out there, bro.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
They are.
We got Nacavell in the building right now, man. Good, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm in this kind of stuff, man.
Yeah.
Yesterday, that shit was good.
Yeah, how was the white party, bro?
Yeah.
We saw all the, you know what I mean, all everybody
that
dressed up.
Good. Everybody looked good. It was this one bitch. She was fat as hell. She had, everything was, like, netted. Like, everything was whole, and she was broke. She came in there mad in the motherfucker. It was, like, four fights. Yo, this one bitch got knocked
yeah.
the fuck out.
By what, another chick or dude? It was niggas fighting females in there, bro?
He put her down. Then he stomped
that was his
her,
girl or she was
I
being disrespectful?
No
nah,
I was
nah.
on stage like, damn, she getting her ass whooped.
So yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like,
man, fool.
That's telling, bro. You
want me to,
that's not.
You want me to jump off the stage, run through the crowd, jump over a goddamn fence and get in.
What?
That's
you're
what
you're
not
worried about,
for.
Huh?
I mean, I would rather you
bro,
not
you
just sit there and just right, watch her get her ass whooped by some
no,
dude.
No.
My ass is sitting on mat.
We mind our business with
she
shit like that. It's a whole party.
She walking around drink our face. Some shit.
Where the video
shit.
At, though?
I ain't gonna do all that.
Nah, but where the video somebody, yo? Like, somebody didn't tape it?
Nah.
Niggas just
it came out of nowhere, bro. Like, everybody been having a good time. You
obviously
just see a couple people back up.
Obviously, it wasn't
and
that
she
good.
Got rocked, and he starts stomping. I'm like,
yeah.
Nobody.
Security.
That's
security,
that's for your job.
Yeah.
You pay for that. I got them right.
Oh,
the fuck you mean?
How long did it take them to get through them?
That's what they sectioned. Their security was in the VIP
oh,
section.
Oh, it was their VIP
so
door.
So you wanted me to jump over where security was
you
holding?
You were supposed to do something.
Yeah, watch.
No.
Captain Save-A-Ho,
oh,
huh?
That's
what
I did.
That's
yeah.
What y'all talking about?
You was on the other side. You was on the other side. Was you on the other side?
Yeah,
you
no. The stage VIP section. I was not doing all that. I was not.
By the time you got there, I think they would have stopped it.
I don't know what the fuck they were. That was they got paid for that. I didn't get paid for shit.
Nah, you still should have definitely stopped.
So it. Nobody tried to stop it. Everybody was just watching, huh?
All y'all that watched that shit, y'all fucked up. If y'all listening to this right now, that's
the
fucked
group
up.
That was next to the VIP section is fucked up.
They ain't
want to
get stopped.
Hell no.
But yo, listen, his knee damn near on his head before he stopped her. But I'm
yeah.
telling you, it was a couple fights. But then, okay,
yeah.
this is, I guess, a better story. They still fought, but it was a bunch of girls fighting, and a dude jumped in it. Now she was in a man group. Every girl in there took off their heel and hit him with it. You feel better
wait,
now?
Wait. He jumped in it for what? His girl?
Probably.
What you want me to ask him? I think I don't know. They was whooping her ass. He jumped in it. Then everybody else started hitting her with the heel.
I would respect that though. I wouldn't. If that
her
was
her with the heel?
Him.
I think to her.
Everybody, all the girls took off their heels, started hitting him.
Oh, wow.
And
then you said her, my bad.
I mean, but ain't no man, if you with somebody and you with your girl, your cousin, your sister, whoever, and she getting jumped as a man, I would.
So,
you got it.
If he knocked her out, I was supposed to stop that too?
Yeah. That was a one-on-one
you
fight between
said,
a man and a woman. You just told me
that was fine for him to do that. Now, if he would have knocked one of them holes out, I was supposed to stop him.
Now, we talk about two different fights, no?
We are talking about two different fights, but why would you want me to stop one fight that happened the same way the other fight happened? I'm not doing it. I'm not.
That's not the same. Getting jumped and
Right.
I had the story wrong. The first fight, it was not one-on-one. It was still a fight, and
He just knocked her out. So you want me to jump over the ground? No, I'm not doing that. Not doing that.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. I find this hilarious. I'm sorry, bro.
This nigga knocked the niggas off. And the niggas in bed. He's like, yo, what's the problem?
Sleep.
Yeah.
Sleep. Oh, that's how y'all thought it happened.
So like what was the other three fights about?
I don't know. Niggas just fighting, shit. And I'm watching.
Was there any two niggas fighting? It was just all females fighting.
Basically all females.
And niggas hitting females.
He hit niggas hitting females, huh?
And one was wrong and one was right. One was wrong and one was right. I don't know.
Because one is coming off more protective and one is coming off bitch made.
Oh,
shit. How?
Because if you telling me he jumped in a fight with a girl, I'm assuming that's his girl, his sister, his cousin. I'm assuming he got ties to this girl and he's not going to watch her get fucked up. If it's five or six girls on her, yeah, he's supposed to do something. Yes. But if it's a girl and a guy and he's just, you know, she on the ground, you stop. No, I can never respect that. I can never. Because I feel like as a man, you got to know when to walk away from situations. As a man, niggas always talk about how they're stronger than females doing all this. All right, you got to know when to walk away.
You ever see a girl knock the dude out?
Nah.
You got to know when not to slap me, when not to spit on me, when not to do shit for me to knock you out.
A girl will knock a dude out.
Nine times out of ten, she slaps you or she spit on you. You have to walk away before that.
Nah, she get knocked the fuck. She get hit. She get hit. She got to get hit.
Yeah, that's different, girl. That's different.
You like, yo, somebody say, you like, nah.
No,
fuck.
I'm not saying it's okay for guys to slap and spit and all of that, but I'm saying as a man, it was never okay to,
I understand,
man.
We got some bomb-ass topics today, though. And some bomb-ass music and shit. Lauryn Hill song. We got his track in here today. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
But one of the topics we have, and you know, it was really for the fellas, but you could talk about this too. Power of the pussy. We all had some crazy experience and moments. Chris, let's talk about you too. Of how powerful the cookie really is. You know what I mean?
Can they hear me from there?
Yeah, they can hear you from here, bro. I mean, we're not going to get into it right now because we're about to play the next track. But that's one of the topics that we're going to get into right after this track. You know what I mean?
What the fuck your life up, man?
Yeah, you really can. We about to play my boy Taz. It's called Back Up. You already know. Out. 856 Let's get it. Let's get it. Back up.
Tryna just make it down. We just came up on the paper round. We don't want to talk, we just chuck it down. Better be careful, just watch your mouth. Life is a picture, they crop you out. Shoot is a hit, you don't fight it down. Remember them times when the lights is out. Never been aware to come out the house. Never turn up in them cameras out. Straight at the bottom from grandma house. Niggas is writing like Mighty Mouse. How can I trust them? I flip my mouth. Look at him, fuckers, he talking about. Money, my mind, I'm willing now. Niggas be hating, they running down. They see the masses, we running down. Niggas, they shoot you and get you down. Kevin Hart, niggas, not funny now. Really, they never know funny now. Every corner got cameras now. Your life is changing, you see it now. No, I'm quiet, I'm getting loud. I'm nothing but just a lot.
Back up, whoa, 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 bitch. Back up, whoa, 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 bitch. Back up, whoa, 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 bitch. Back up, whoa. Molly and I watch it dance. Always knew that I had a chance. Try my best to be patient, man, cause I never really been basic, man. See the white flag waving from your camp. Claim the hood that never wanted y'all. Had bars ready for every one of y'all. I knew you just rather take the loss. But we turning up, bro, we getting to it. Trying to make some money, trying to make some music. Play the hoes that didn't think I'd do it. Now the movement booming and they feeling stupid. Can't wait to drop the top, knock you out the spot. Bam, coming to 11 on the shot.
Back up, whoa, 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 bitch. 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 Back up, whoa, 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 bitch.
That was my man Taz Polito. It's called Back Up. You already know his shit, man. Well, some funny stories you were telling me through the white party. So everybody, like I said, was dressing nice and shit, man. The ladies getting it. Even though it was raining, I guess it didn't let them ruin their night, huh? The rain didn't ruin their night at all.
It was, the line was inside when you came in.
So oh, okay, so you was good. Yeah, because I was about to say rest in peace to all the weeds out there, because you know it was about to be over. The rain was going to ruin that shit. You know what I mean? But we about to get on to the one of the topics of the day, power of the pussy. Chris, you want to start it? Come on, Chris, start it. Power of the pussy, bro. Tell us
you got
how powerful. How powerful it is.
What
the
fuck my life up?
Tell us how it messed your life up, man.
I don't know, man. It makes you do strange things. You know, you walk far distances and shit like that. You walk across town. Pussy is a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all about to move buildings and shit like that. You know what I mean? You almost get shot.
That was you?
I want to hear that story, that one.
It's not even that fucking funny.
It got me a moving vehicle for the book. I got to hear this.
He wasn't going that fast. Homo uncle can't contest to this. And I'm saying one time I see my, you know, son's mother at the time. And
everything changed? Or?
Nah, she was in a Chinese store with a whole lot of shit. She's wilding out. I'm like, yo, you coming back with me? She's like, nah. I'm like, yo, what you about to do? I'm doing whatever I want to do. She would want her to get her best friend. And I don't really fuck with like that. I'm like, man. Well, all right. You know, I mean, promo uncle like, yo, come on, bro. Let's just go, man. Let's go. I'm like, nah, man, fuck that. I'm waiting. He convinced me to get in the car. So I'm getting in the car. They walking out, her and her friend walking out of the Chinese store on Mount Eve. And then they hit the corner. And, like, some car rolled up right up on them. And they went to hop in the car. And I was like, yo. I'm like, yo, Keontae, go stop the car, bro.
Nah, Chris, man, you tripping.
Dog, stop the car, bro. Nah, man, you tripping. Yo, stop the car. I'm out the car, B. Hopped out the car and shit, just moving a little bit. Now, I mean, dude was like, oh, shit, and just pulled off. And I'm just thought I was crazy. Nah, they didn't even get a chance to get in the car. Fucking crazy. I'd have been crazy as hell. At that moment in my life, I was... You know what I mean? I ain't have it all. But yeah, that pussy's crazy. I'm saying, don't make me be the only nigga that did strange pussy.
I mean, I didn't do strange things like that, bro. I mean,
I would never.
You hopped out of a moving vehicle.
You because that's how I was fucking, nigga. But you risked your life.
I don't know.
And that's how fucking gets you. Nigga, I go to New York for pussy. What the fuck you talking about? Niggas take road trips, pussy. Walk like.
Yo,
I done did it.
I walk like an hour for pussy.
Yeah, me too.
Like, yo, this is bad. So I ain't gonna hold you. I never forget the name of Pistachio.
Hey, yo.
Bad.
Okay.
Black booty drop.
Ah.
Walk with it, nigga. And with the shit, too.
Come on, walk with you.
From where to where?
To do nothing.
This is a little wall. It was just a long ass rock.
Yeah, when you record.
Like, I was on the back of the road. It was like an hour walk.
Yeah.
Great. She was great. Her pussy was like, whoop. I can't even make this shit up. Like, this shit is not even
wait,
fucking.
Wait, say it again. What?
You ever heard of you pull a cork out of you know, a bottle and shit like that?
That's the noise you got out of it.
That's the noise it made, nigga.
Honestly, one of the craziest things I did, I walked downtown 4 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean?
It was tripping. Man.
Yeah, I was tripping. Chill, man. I went downtown 4 o'clock in the morning. She didn't even answer her door, so I had to walk back. And downtown, I'm talking about Rutgers and Camden area.
Please.
Market Street. From Centerville to Market Street.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, you know I mean, at 4 o'clock in the morning, bro? I was walking.
The time of day makes it worse. Dude, I can hit downtown like 15 minutes.
Me too, but it was just the time. I was running too. Right.
I was running too.
You can't say that wasn't that bad. It took me like 45 minutes to get there, and I was running. I ran like turtles in this motherfucker, you know what I mean?
Damn.
So then I kept knocking on the door, calling, she didn't answer, so I had to take my light skinned ass back home.
You ain't kicked the door like day day off next time.
Nah,
what?
Bro.
Man,
I just took an L then that night.
My mom would have had to answer that door. Listen,
I took an L that night, bro. I was sick, man. But,
nah, but
like I said,
though.
It was.
Pussy is worth it, dog.
It is.
Pussy is worth it.
It is. Sometimes.
Like, nigga, I do not regret walking that aisle. Not at all.
I don't regret having that girl hit my closet. I don't regret none of that shit, man.
God. You regret shit like walking that far
and not getting no pussy. Yes. But was it worth it for the trip?
Probably. Yes, it was. You know how many thoughts I had in my mind walking.
He probably
was
doing shit. He's like, yo, I to walk.
I didn't have a car at the time, so I had to walk. It was either, you know what I mean, do that.
Oh, you ain't tell her before you was
Yeah, out. I was like, I'm on my way and shit. She said she was drunk.
Yo, Simba probably made niggas do fucked up shit.
Right? Come on,
don't
man.
Don't act like you're a zip like, yeah, nigga, let me get fried chicken and get a little funny shit from down the street. Yeah.
What's your crazy experience, bro?
I mean, I skipped football practice. I ain't gonna get no funnier than that because I ain't doing no bullshit.
Okay.
Listen, I ain't doing no bullshit.
So I took a bus and two trains to go see somebody out Philly. I didn't know where I was at. I just went on Google Maps. Yeah, I hit that.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
She was old too, but it was a hoe. Fuck it. You know what I mean? It was pussy. We talking about pussy. We not talking about the clarity of the woman. We talking about the pussy, bro. Feel me?
Pussy make niggas cry.
Go crazy. Fight. Kill. They do all
niggas
that.
Niggas in time jail right now. Pussy. Niggas what?
So you think it's powerful than us?
Fucking yeah. Right it is. Niggas.
Hell
what?
Yeah.
It's so powerful. No,
I'm just
this
asking.
Like pussy. What are you talking about? It's fucked up.
But yeah, I had a lot of crazy experiences, man. That shit is funny. What's your craziest experience you had, you know what I mean, with getting
making
niggas together?
Oh,
right.
I don't go crazy over pussy because I don't got to do all that. But I don't got no crazy stories. Like, I be chilling.
Yeah, because that nigga or that girl got the crazy stories.
Like,
she had me waiting outside and shit.
30 minutes outside her house. Fuck, I just called her.
Hey, yo, if y'all have a crazy story, whatever, call 714-694-4101. And please don't listen to this thinking y'all don't got no crazy stories. Everybody got some crazy moments.
I feel like the people my crazy stories about probably listening. I don't
Oh, you don't want to expose them? Like, yeah, okay. I mean, it's cool, though, but it's the radio, and we ain't putting no names out there. But like I said, we all do crazy shit that makes us look retarded. And we want to know why. Because of the pussy and shit. All right, so y'all ever had something that made y'all, like, y'all was hitting it raw and shit, and then, you know, you came in there thinking that you were going to pull out game to the god, but, this, you know, when you was in the pussy, did it ever change your mind?
I am out of the game.
I had that one. Yo, because I was... What about you, Knock? We know you pull out games to the
okay,
guy.
You already know,
but
man.
I'm
man,
sure.
God got that connection when it come to pull out. But I know what you're talking
I'm
about,
I'm sure
man.
You had that situation. You was like, fuck it, I ain't pulling out.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, dog. I got a story, dog. Like, I don't mean to brag, but I was beating this thing down.
Okay.
Well, now you said, listen. And you know, I don't normally talk. I don't get into it like that. But the pussy was so good, I'm just like, yo. Is you gonna have my baby on some Jody type shit? You know what I'm talking about? So, as I'm about to nut, she like, you about to nut? I'm like, yeah. She like, are you going nut at me? I'm like, yeah, yo. I got scared as hell at that moment right there because I knew I was ready nut and I knew for a fact I was pulling the fuck out. I'm like, oh shit. And I swear to God, the bitch was mad at me for like 2 days straight, dog.
Yeah.
Bro, they take that shit to the heart, my nigga.
No,
I ain't never seen no shit like that again, dog. Keep my mouth closed.
They were like,
yeah.
I should have had this shit happen several times, dude. Lock you in.
I had an experience. I was in the back of my car at the Crown Plaza. Everybody know Route 70 and shit. Light skinned bitch. Pretty, she got some pretty ass feet. Chris, you know, you a feet guy, aren't you?
Yeah,
I love feet, man. But anyway, she was pretty as hell too. And you know, I was always like, yo, I pull out shit. It was work. But that particular night, she was riding me and shit in the car. You know, my little red car, hot as hell in there. It was just, I made a split change in my mind. Like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to have some kids this night, man. You know what I mean? The situation.
Feet,
like, fuck it. Bitch had some pretty feet. She had pretty feet. She swallowed before. I was like, it's nothing that can go wrong in this situation. I like this girl. But once that happened, once I did it, I threw her off me. I was upset with myself. Like, it's some bullshit, man.
That piece started
getting nervous. Yeah, I was panicking, nigga. I was panicking.
I don't like her that much.
Yo, it was like you had two different minds, though. Like,
just got a little gap. Like, yeah, what the fuck I got to do with anything, dude?
Like, you was like, making like, I didn't nut a lot, or I pulled out before I did it. You know, it's like you was making all different situations where she, what you think she's not pregnant. But she didn't get pregnant. She was on her pills or whatever the case may be. She lied and said that those pills was to help her get pregnant. She was crazy. What? I was fucking with a crazy chick. She lied to me. Yeah,
no,
she it was crazy. What shit?
another top
crazy women are crazy.
Not all.
But she lied to me and said that the pill she was taking was to help her get pregnant, not to avoid it.
So why would you not hit her after?
Because the pussy was the power of the pussy, and that's why I wanted to talk about this today. Because like I said, every man has those different type of stories. But, like I said, if you want to call in at 714-694-4101. About to go on to the next track. My boy Tech is called with you. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Let's get it.
Wait a second. Is that a corner beat?
You know I'm rocking with you, girl, because you different. When I'm with you, I get a feeling I've been missing. Hey, all my homies call me up, say, boy, you tripping. Girl, I can't lie, you got me open, girl, just listen. Yeah, when I'm with you,
when I'm with you,
when I'm with you,
when I'm with you.
I look in your eyes, you cannot deny, you feeling me too,
feeling me too.
When I'm with you,
right.
When I'm with you,
when I'm with you,
I'm cuffing you, girl, I'm loving you, girl, you know it's
right.
When I'm with you, I'm manuring the car, I'm manuring the tank. Catch you the bomb, she kill everything, she know she a threat. Swerving them guys, you just getting the best of the place she bled. I'm loving everything about you.
Ooh.
I couldn't go a day without you. Ooh. I was tired of waiting. Legs tied, I was tired chasing. On fire, it's a situation. We can lay away vacation. Ooh, ooh. Looking through your pics, each one is fine. I'm the one that hurt your own. One of that is one that has some time with you. Me and you, one of the ones seeing eye to eye. I know what you like. I know I'm your type. I take it where you never been on a flight. Cruise through the city while I got you in my sight. That's how I made you my wife. When I'm with you, I see better things. When I'm with you, I see a wedding ring. When I'm with you, I see me with you, I don't really trip on the things that you do.
No, I'm rocking with you, girl, because you different. When I'm with you, I get a feeling I've been missing. Hey, all my homies call me up, say, boy, you tripping.
Girl, I can't lie, you got me open, girl, just listen. Yeah, when I'm with you,
when I'm with you,
when I'm with you,
when I'm with you.
I look in your eyes, you cannot deny, you feeling me too. When I'm with you, yeah,
when I'm with you,
I'm cuffing you, girl, I'm loving you, girl, you know it's the truth. With you, girl. With you, with you, girl. With you, with you, girl. With you, with you, girl. When I'm with you, baby, you know I could never stress. We should sign the DJ Khaled, cause together we the best. I done broke a couple hearts, but ain't no need to mention names. Been a player all my life, but girl, I'm bound to lead a game. I'll be by your side, is you gonna ride? I swear your love got me high, talking do or die. Said I'll be by your side, is you gonna ride? Yeah, I ain't playing no games, babe. No, this love won't change, babe. You know I'm rocking with you, girl, because you different. When I'm with you, I get a feeling I've been missing. Hey, all my homies call me up, say, boy, you tripping. Girl, I can't lie, you got me open, girl, just listen. Yeah, when I'm with you.
That was my man, Tech. It was called with you. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Just want to let everybody know to check out my girl A-Marie EP called Drive. Came out on Friday. And check out her interview on The Breakfast Club. Yo, I love her, bro. That's I'm sorry. Awesome. I love her. Shit. I want to give out this everybody out for the prom. Everybody dresses. Niggas is looking fly as hell, man. I just want to give a good clap for that. Because y'all was really doing y'all thing. know what I mean? Nah, you want to clap? It was fly though, right? Yo, they fucked us. It made me look stupid with my prom. I took my picture down. I deleted my prom picture after that shit, nigga.
Nah, those African tribes got me mad. I ain't think of that shit.
Yeah, right?
I'm mad as hell.
How great is it?
Yeah, like,
I think Double Up won prom change.
Oh, because of his outfit yesterday? Bro was looking fly as hell, man.
Yeah, that shit was different. Like, okay.
Yeah, stay tuned too and shit. I fuck with everybody dressing up. Well, okay, niggas getting casual.
I ain't go to my prom. Fuck out of
here. I did. Yeah, I went last minute,
let me go.
Why?
I was acting up on the class trip and they was like, niggas, you can't go to your prom now.
That's fucked up. Yeah, though, no, but man, I wanted to give a big shout out to all the people in the prom. Females, Dykes was looking hot. Oh, shit. Pull my phone out real quick. No, I'm not following her. She's old enough to cross the street. She's old enough to get hit. But
old enough to get hit.
You know what I mean?
Pervert gang.
You heard. Yeah. Hey, yeah, I do follow those rules sometimes. But tonight was not the night.
What?
That day was not the day to follow.
But, that nigga
but shout out to everybody. Prom 2K16 was really lit, yo. I really fuck with it. It's better than my shit. You had me take my prom pictures down. I delete them out my memory and everything.
It's only going to get
better. Yeah.
It's only going to get better. You know, they starting to watch, you know, all the TV shows and these,
and
now
that,
doing
and these moms
up.
Are young, too, and they definitely created this shit. You know what I mean? So, definitely the African tribes. I love the African tribes, yo. Even though nobody out here really did nothing like that too much. But, you know, Facebook show everything. So, just want to give a shout out to you prom people out there.
And the graduate college graduate.
Congrats, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years,
whatever.
Some did 12 years.
Even
oh,
your
like
associates,
shit.
Whatever.
Yeah, man. Big shout out to you guys because y'all doing y'all thing. Y'all doing something that I couldn't do.
Me either.
I can't stand college.
Me either.
I can't stand the work.
Me either.
And I can't stand the professors and shit, man.
Nah,
so,
I don't mind. It's the class. It's the going to class.
It's just doing too much.
Then I go to class. Then it's the doing the work after. No, just don't like school.
Fucking love school.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. We know you love school. Big shout out to the graduates out there, man. But we got two jobs right now. Barely can find anything. Right now, TD Bank is hiring in Cherry Hill. You already know, part-time. You could be a teller. Next job hiring right now. We got motherfucking Nordstrom in the Cherry Hill Mall, retail cashier. It's part time. Everybody get your ass, get a job. Fuck you. You know what I mean? This is the summertime. But everybody go get yourself a job, man. You know, it's that
get
time.
A job.
Yeah, y'all wanna be fly. Y'all wanna be flying shit, but no one make
it
no money.
It ain't about being fly. Fly somewhere. Get a job. Go somewhere. Do something.
Okay.
Like,
you came back from Mexico talking that shit again. You never lost it.
My passport been stamped since 2010.
Oh shit! Okay, all right. I hear you.
I like construction.
Money. It's about
money.
It's about values and priorities.
Okay.
Y'all, other people could have did it, but they spent that money on getting fly.
Yeah.
I spent that money on
$200 Jordans.
Boss, you mean?
Damn. What else is hiring, bro?
Oh, my job, I like construction. It's attic insulation or HVAC. You know, you can come in $100. Dobbs Lane, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Consulata Abbey. If you got experience in HVAC, get in there easy. Attic insulation, you really don't have too much experience on that. It's like a on-the-job training type of thing. So either way, whether you start like knowing everything or knowing nothing, you start at the same rate. So, you know, come and fill out an app, man. It's too easy to get in, man.
They hire girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Is any girls working at your job now?
Not right now, but you do hire girls.
Y'all get that money.
Something like that.
You hollering butches and shit.
There's going to be a couple dykes in there and shit, man. But we about to finish up this Power of the Pussy segment. You know, do anybody else have anything they wanted to say about it?
Fuck it.
We men love it, and I feel as though it's probably... All right. Next question real quick. Do you think it's powerful than money?
Yeah. Pussy is the most powerful, tangible fucking thing.
Okay.
Hell no.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay. What is then?
It's not more powerful than money.
Yes,
you don't think
is.
So?
Hell no.
We get money.
Every girl in the world I ain't giving my man no sex tonight.
We get money to impress the pussy, though. We get money to impress it.
Tomorrow will not be the same.
Yeah. We get money to impress it,
right?
Right.
This is the status that we live in today. Girls are trying to fuck with niggas who ain't got no fucking money. So therefore, money reigns.
You right. Because they use the...
Girls are not trying to fuck with niggas who ain't got no money. So money reigns. Because the girl be like, oh, yeah, I'll put this problem. Are we going to go out tonight? Nah, bitch, because I caught out 3 days a week trying to fuck you.
Nah, I don't. What about you, Knox? You think money is powerful than pussy?
I definitely got to go with Chris, man. You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
But the money shit is like, you can't do nothing without it, man. You can't fuck these hoes without money, man. You can't do nothing.
So, with the whole say, I don't even care about niggas with money.
I'm hitting that. Fuck you, man.
Exactly. So, pussy saying, I don't even care about the money. You know, would you
go out
there?
Pussy said the
it's like the pedestal.
And I don't even think she'll hold no more. She said some shit like that, dog.
I don't know, man. We get money to impress the pussy. Like we get money.
Y'all
to
get
impress
money.
It.
Y'all get fly. Listen, guys.
We do everything to do. We do everything to
right.
get
but
pussy.
A girl,
yeah.
But a girl's not fucking with you if you ain't got that. Only the day's era that we got. I'm gonna give you an example. My friend. That was
but I bet
day.
You a lot of girls would choose like real love over money.
Yeah, you would think that. I'm a nice guy. I think I still look pretty good. I'm fucking 31. You know, keep down low and shit. But, you know, woman hit you with this, I want a man to support me, and all that like that, just in case, bitch, what, you don't want a, you don't want a guy to like you and shit like that? It's like, it's not the first thing on their list and shit.
Right.
Like, I think how men can be, like, in love with the woman or the girl, girls are in love with the idea of what they, or the nice man is supposed to be. Or, I mean, somebody got money, somebody set up this way. The man could be interchangeable. It's the idea that they're in love with, whereas a man would be in love with the girl.
Listen, what? Explain
Man.
That again. Explain that a little bit better. You
got
like worded a little bit.
That wasn't bad.
No.
You got to explain it.
What do
bro?
You mean by
then
that?
Then we're about to fuck you
but,
up real quick.
But, really? Basically, my idea is that women are in love with the idea
of
what they think a good man is. Not necessarily,
wait,
they're not in love with the man. They're in love with what the man could do for him. If he got a good job, he's career oriented, whatever he's about. Not the man himself, where I think it's like men will be in love with the woman, with the person. Fuck what she got, or whatever she like. Nah, I mean, it's kind of like they like you.
So all these girls that's out here being super dumb over these niggas is in love with this idea of him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No.
They're in love. Like, I'm gonna give you another example. I know a girl.
Y'all gotta
we know her. I won't put her name out there. We know her, but she fuck with a certain type of niggas because they got a certain type of status in the hood. That's what she likes. Like, it don't really matter if nigga ugly. It don't fucking matter.
You can be broke.
It's no, nigga.
Oh, he can't be
broke.
He looked at you. See how you got stuck?
He can't be broke. That's not one of the criteria. So, nigga gotta have money, gotta have some type of status, like pool rigging. You got some young boys and shit like that. Like, and then same thing, even if you're in the upper class. It's like my friend that was here the other day. Like, I was just talking to her yesterday.
That's
like,
all, man.
I want, is she alright? She's weird.
They're all weird, bro.
We're not gonna go there because she's for hair, but
come on, like.
But basically, that's what a lot of women be about. I think that I find in today's era. So I mean, excuse me for
I feel
my
like
experience.
That's going into a whole nother conversation because I feel like that all depends on the girl, her circumstances, her background, her past, the things that she's missing inside her life, what she thinks a man is supposed to be, who type of father men she ever knew that was.
Oh, that
know,
is
real.
True. That is very true. But in today's society, a lot of motherfucking women don't have. You know, fathers in their lives, especially like they watch Kardashians all the time. They in love with
but
this.
A lot of these girls don't have fathers in their lives and things like that. And
that's fucked up. So all right, so if I was like, I came up to you, you don't know me from campaign. Hey, how you doing? Excuse me, I don't know you. You come out the fucking corner store and shit. I probably got like just a regular T-shirt on. How you doing? My name's Tessa. A regular T-shirt on. I'm not looking spectacular at all. I might be rich, or I might be poor. I might be the nicest guy you ever met, or the
asshole.
Hey, how you doing? I'm saying Tessa. You probably like. You probably look at my white tee. I probably have some rag ass sneakers on, but like, nah, I'm good. No, I got somebody. You like, all right. And then you go hop in the car with some drug dealer down the street. And she's like, damn, this nigga's a loser. This nigga, you know what I mean, out there I'm selling mad drugs and probably killing people for a living. But she fucked with him and shit because this nigga got a nice.
I don't know. I think money and pussy.
It depends on the girl. She's from next no, pussy,
yeah.
Pussy is first.
I don't know, man. It can go hand in hand, but I always thought pussy was
infinite.
Higher because. We get money to impress. We get money to impress a pussy, bro. We want the big house. We want the nice car. We want the big house. We want the nice car to impress the pussy. We wear Jordans to impress the pussy because they already know that's the track.
Like, when you get older, like, I don't give a fuck, dude. Like, I don't give a fuck. If I don't like you, it'd be like,
I hope the females is like that.
It's like, as they get older, tolerate you for too long and shit. I'm like, I don't like this bitch, retarded. That's maybe not interested in shit.
That ain't age, because I'll do that now.
All right, well, personally, when I was like 18, I didn't give a fuck. You can be talking retarded. If you look pretty good, I'm like, yeah.
We're about to go on to the next track. My man Reagan is called Fuck It Up. Then we're going to get on if money changed the person or the people around you. You already know it's 856-18. Let's get it.
We ain't got no care for nobody new. We ain't got no care for nobody new. We ain't got no care for nobody new. We can't fuck it up, fuck it up. 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 Tell me everything that you need and I got it. She says she needs some dollars, let me pull it out my pocket. Supply you with the juice, yeah, you know I'm the one. We just tryna have it, but they wanna take our fun. Load up the bottles and I don't even drink. Load up the weed, I don't even smoke. But my boys, that's what they do. And they wanna get high and climb with no boat. Talking about swimming and liquor and drown. Talking about puffing that game to the show. They tryna have a good time for the night. Then in the morning, go pray to the pub like, whoop. Lord forgive me for the sins that I have made. If I take another shot, I might end up back from Jake. It's a shame, it's a shame. We would drink our lives away. But bitch, don't kill my vibe. I don't care what you think, we ain't got no care for nobody new. 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 We can't fuck it up, fuck it up. 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 We can't fuck it up, fuck it up.
Pill popping like every day. They don't care about what they say. They just wanna get their mind gone. Couple shots to get their mind blown. That's suicide with a bottle. Bad joint like a model. She be at it full throttle. Body thicker than my nostrils. Apologies, no sorries. With apologies, my hobies. With Cuban links, no jewelry. They bad bitches, they foreign. Tight dresses, you know it. Juvenile, slow motion. Club attire, I ain't talking about it. But dreams of hopping out of Rory. Ecstasy is for the freaks, man. Couple bills, get them tweaking. Every night is her party night. She'll never wait for the weekend. Party all the time. She got party on her mind. Anytime she going out, best believe she fuck it up. She fuck it up.
We ain't got no care for nobody new. 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 We can't fuck it up, fuck it up. 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 We can't fuck it up, fuck it up.
Man, she got it. Hey, man, she got it. She been it over, threw it back, and I ain't even gonna hike. Got a pro style often, so it ain't too many options. Like she won a Super Bowl in the section, champagne bottles. Get it poppin', get it poppin'. Do it with no cap. Body shots right to the face, like you tryna fight a hit. They gon' hate on you regardless, and they don't even know your name. They just hate when you be you, and they can't do the same. That's just how it goes when you try to be yourself. Just do it how you want and make them hate on something else. Hate on something else, baby, show them what the fuck is up. Attitude on lemonade, show them how you fuck it up.
We ain't got no care for nobody new. 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 We can't fuck it up, fuck it up. 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 We can't fuck it up, fuck it up.
Thank you.
maybe got a downgrade double just to bring up Bobby.
No. That was my boy Reagan's called Fuck It Up. About to get on to the topic. So what y'all think,
shout
man?
Do
y'all
feel as though?
Yeah, but that's from his
new.
That was from his new project he coming out with in summertime. I fuss with the track, man.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to more. And we got to get an interview in the summertime as well for him. Speaking of interviews, we got an interview next week. You know, the first interview we got was Timber, my boy Dre Major. I told him to get ready for the question because, you know, I'm going to be asking how many hoes he be having sex with as a rapper or a DJ or who he be. You know, I'm the dude. I'm that dude on the radio. I'm the one that's going to really push his button. So, just how it is. But what y'all think? Money's going to change all the people around you.
Both.
I think it can. Can it change y'all for the better or the worse? Or it just depends on the person?
It depends on the person, the situation, the circumstance.
I'm
going to
be an asshole, man.
Because you know
I'm already an asshole. Just imagine. I like
the line that Jay-Z said one time. He was like, you know, you're trying to get money. You're trying to do all this stuff to be different. Like, you're not trying to do all this shit to be the same,
right.
In the same position.
But at the same time,
good point.
I think I would be the opposite. I think if I was rich right now, I would be too nice. Like,
really?
I wouldn't be an asshole. Because I feel like personally, money, like material shit, like ain't no point in no mansion if I don't got family in it. Ain't no point in none of that lavish shit if I don't have people having fun with me and doing things with me. Ain't no,
right.
I'll probably go broke fucking helping
everybody.
Wow,
that's like
yo, knock has a different opinion.
I'm gonna be grimy ass nigga, dog. Nah, not even to my people, dog, but everybody around me, and trust me, believe they going to eat, but everybody
Wait, we still going to fuck them hoes, though, that was playing us out now? So then, we rich, we fucking everything that we wanted
to fuck. You got to get out and I'm not paying for your cash.
Right. Fucking
talking
and you're still not getting it.
You crazy, I was third grade, man.
Think nigga forgot?
You can still get fucked, though. You still can get hit. Don't get it fucked up. But I'm not. I'm really gonna be using that now. They get fuck you mean. Start paying people. Shut the fuck up. Like here, shut up.
I'm gonna be real grimy with mine. Like you ain't in this circle that you can't get nothing from me, man. Like you can't whistle through me. I don't know how you coming now that you know that I can get money. I don't know how you coming now. So if you ain't in my circle, even if you is in my circle, I might not be like, I still don't know how you coming. You feel me? Like if the ones close to you, you want to do the most to you.
Right. But why are you gonna make it like?
I mean, but I'm not. If I'm gonna look at my circle different, I'm looking at the outside different too. So if my circle can barely fucking touch, what makes you think the nigga coming down the street saying, "Yo, bro," because he knew me in the first grade was gonna get something. Happen. So I'm gonna be a grimy ass nigga, man. I'm just watching my back. I don't care how nobody feel about it.
If I got rich today or tomorrow, I'd do some shit like I just invest in a bunch of people and just I front them the money and I just want 5% forever. So you eat and I eat, everybody eat together. We all getting rich.
I
will be involved in multiple businesses that my grandkids still gonna have 5% of years from now.
I don't know if I'm investing niggas in that. Fuck that.
I would.
I'm not a stingy nigga, though. I'd probably just be giving niggas money, too. I don't know. I give niggas money all the time. Fucking bums and shit. I gave niggas 75%. I could have kept that shit. I just can't help it. I just do it. Like, I mean, niggas need help.
Right.
But I mean, I just want to pay back all the motherfuckers that felt like shitted on me, though. Like, not new niggas that might ask for something, but for niggas that, like, I felt like did me slightly dirty, you would never get fucking anything from me. Like, I'm going to make sure you know that I got it and you don't, and I'll piss on your fucking car. Like, fuck out of here.
Piss on your car.
Fuck you.
But it'll probably make somebody that fronted on you before feel even worse if you still was like, you know what? I'm not even like that here. You can still, like,
nah, I'm not like that.
Like,
the fuck that I am.
You
though.
Can still. Now, I'm better than you. Now,
right.
Like, I don't even gotta do you how you see me because I'm better than that. I mean, we just keep it real, though.
Keep it real, man.
Yeah,
you could, but.
It just show that you're better than them.
You ever have, like, a small piece of you die? Like, every time somebody disrespect you? That's how I be feeling. I'm like, God, this motherfucker. You might have some job or some boss say some shit to you. Like, This nigga think I'm that nigga.
You be plotting for revenge.
Yo, words is mine. Like, a small piece of me die every time. But, yo, I'm about to kill one of these niggas. They have no idea. And you just gotta suck that shit up. Like, nah. If I won the lottery, I'm not sucking shit up, nigga. Fuck you.
They ain't gonna live too long.
Don't get rich off the lottery. They say in 5 years, most people that win the lottery be more fucked up than when they start.
Hell yeah, because you're gonna become a millionaire to zero. And that really fucks your mentality up. No.
You got
me next to you, motherfucker.
I ain't fiancé with the money, nigga, but nigga, shit. I can hold on to some cash. Fuck that.
I mean, I'm gonna be an asshole. Can't be too nice for a couple of dollars in your pocket, man. Everybody gonna try to take advantage of you. So, and the reason why I say I'm gonna be an asshole, because that's how everybody's gonna look at me. You know, my family's gonna reach out in their hands, and some of them just be looking at like, nah. You gotta write me some type of proposal of why you want this money and what you're gonna do with it. And that's what I'm gonna do for mostly everybody. Write me a proposal, tell me what you want to do, and maybe we can make that happen. Because I'm trying to give you some money so you can get some more money.
Like,
not so you can get some money.
Like what I just said, you would invest.
Yeah, but I don't. I mean,
of course, they got to come with a proposal. You don't just invest in people without an idea.
You will be surprised. People do be investing in motherfuckers without no fucking plan and no type of proposal.
I click too deep, though. We both just.
Giving everybody something, you know.
15 niggas later, like,
yeah, that's how. I over here right now, yeah, right.
I get a couple stacks. But
it definitely changes people around you, though.
Definitely. And that just goes with what Chris just said. Like, if you my man, I'm not gonna keep giving you a stack, dog.
Right.
Like, whatever I'm doing to get money, you gotta come work with me. You gotta do something. With me, like, if you my boy, you gotta understand that it's just not. Oh, we've been boys since the second grade. You owe me
200,000.
But to put somebody,
I owe you
position,
an ass whooping for saying that.
To put
right?
somebody in a position to make their own money is the best kind of.
That's
thing
what
you
I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, honestly, I think it is, and it helps you too because you want to get some money out of it, and it becomes great, makes them stronger too as a person. You know, because if they fall, you probably want to help them back up. Like, all right, bro, you was trying. Let's get you back up. Let's try something different.
Right. And real shit, I'm a nigga. I don't ever look for money than when I do anything for anybody, really.
Yeah.
I don't really give a fuck. I always feel like I'm going to work hard regardless. Like, your life really don't kind of coincide with my life. I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Right.
It's just, though, I mean, helping a nigga out is just helping somebody out.
Right.
But you don't want to be a handout, though.
Yeah, I mean,
I helped a couple niggas out, man.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. Now I'm not even trying to be like on no funny shit, dog. I'm not even on no funny shit, bro. They're my niggas, bro. I never ask them for a dollar back or shit like that. I might give it to you, but
I need that for the
show. Oh, I'll pay them more. I got you, baby. You don't say you gonna pay me back. Don't.
He gonna beat your ass, nigga.
You be looking for this shit.
Yeah, you know I'm saying, but I
listened to you. I thought you was gonna pay the thing.
I don't mind doing it. It's just sometimes it just be like, yo, like I feel like after a certain amount of time, I think after like the second or third time, I feel like you trying to play me now. You keep asking me for money and shit like that. I feel like you trying to play me now. Like you're gonna get it from me now. Why out of all our circle, you keep asking me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it changed both of them, because now I feel like you're trying to play me now. Now I got to fall back from a clip, and it changed you because you keep fucking asking.
You definitely going to lose
some
friends.
It can create jealousy.
Yeah.
Cause
people are going to envy you.
People be mad.
Bro.
You could give people the world. You could share your last with people.
Envy,
they just be mad that they not in a position to do that for you.
And they probably
even
wouldn't.
They be mad that the roles is not reversed. So
right.
You don't even, like, you could give them every time, and you could still fuck up with that.
You ever see people get crazy in a position of power, though? When we had the Chuck talk. Chuck was listening, nigga.
Oh, shit. I understand.
Y'all can see my face.
It can definitely change people around you. You're going to start dealing with people that never wanted to deal with you before. You're going to be having sex with people that didn't want to fuck with you before and shit like that, man. It's just how it is. It's money. That's why we say money is power. But honestly, it's probably
not power.
It's side to side with pussy.
You don't even have to have money sometimes. Like,
you don't.
They got a term for this shit. Like a syndrome, like with people like being in prison and people become prison guards and how they treat certain people, how they demean them, stuff like that. They got like a term for people who get in position of power and just demean other people for like, just because they can and shit. It's just a sickness.
Call them
bully. I mean, yes, that's a lot.
that's another one. That's our terms. Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man. Money really can change people. And
money
whoever,
change everything.
Whoever is rich out there that probably just became rich, I hope you guys are doing it, you know,
to
your heart.
To
of course they're not listening
to
this.
spending that money.
I would have been doing the same goddamn thing too. Fuck you mean? Like, shit, why not?
I ain't gotta be rich no more. I just want a fucking house in the.
I wanna be satisfied. I wanna be. I wanna be able to pay my bills and still have some leftover. Being rich comes with a lot of responsibility, and motherfuckers gonna try to come after you. Yeah, man. But let's play that Lil Hill song, Zion song.
And shout out to him for fucking sending
Summer 16.
Beautiful, beautiful Zion.
You already. He's about to sing the song. It's Lil Hill song, Zion. It's called Summer 16. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Yo, big shout out to him for sending us a track. Let's hope he can send us more and more. Let's get it.
Hey, man. On some real shit, man. Fuck them Zans for 16, man. We doing our own thing out here, man. Weed only, man. And free all my niggas locked up, man. That ain't snitching. Let's go. Niggas stupid when they stand up. Stupid niggas get a man up. Change attention with them handcuffs. Did I mention that's his hands, bruh? I don't wanna hold your hand, bruh. You can talk where you stand up. Do you really understand, bruh? I'm just trying to be the man, but you don't hold me back. You can know me that. I ain't out here looking crazy. You gon' know it's sad when I'm in my bag making deals in Mercedes. Ain't no nigga ever played me. I don't get it sliced out. I put my foot up in his mouth. Soul train like the A's. And I'm picking buzz while you in the mud. Got you niggas picking daisies. Now she give it up without giving love. Now she telling niggas safe. Bitch, who you trying to play me? Bitch, do you know who raised me? To you niggas that play D, can't stop me like I'm Kate. 6'11s with a wish to heaven. And I know some 7s and I know some rabbits. Some reapers. Like their name is Kevin, but I don't need it. That's my life is threatened. And I always got a bro that hold the weapon. Cause you know our niggas be with star stepping. We shine bright in them line lights. Cause we grind right and you know we get them light. Love, free the fucking game. I say, give my fucking game, love. Yeah, yeah, free those fucking game, free those niggas, ayy. I say, free those fucking game, yeah, 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 love, yeah, 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 love. Yeah, two times, go, ayy. Ayy.
Something Lauryn Hill right now. And
that's
all Lauryn
Hill song right there. Zion is called Summer 16. Y'all like it though?
No.
You don't
like
it? Why? Because it don't sound like Lauryn Hill?
It's not even that. It don't sound like Lauryn
Hill.
He had I don't know how to say it, but he could have opened another door. You know who your mom is, and you're rapping like you from Chicago.
Right.
Like, that shit just pissed me off, dog. Like,
yeah.
Your mother just changed the game.
Not because a big Lauryn Hill fan. He don't play.
Like, your mom changed the game, and you just came in here rapping like everybody else.
He had to sound like 2016. That's how he felt at the time. You know what I mean? That's what he probably really wanted to do.
You don't have to sound like nobody, man.
He could have played that 16, and it, like I said, did something different with it. Like,
right.
He just had the same. He sounded like he was from Chicago. I thought that nigga was Meek Mill at one point. Like,
oh shit.
I don't know, man. I just feel like he let me down, man. He just let me down just because who is mine.
Well, let's just make sure he sent us some more music in and see where his route is going at. You know what
I think
man?
It was dope. I think that everybody's their own person. Everybody's art is their art. But I believe he is the closest thing to a little bit of awakening. He probably got a little more insight than a lot of the people he was raised in that. But at the same, you got to let people be who they are. People got to come into that transition on their own.
Right.
You know, he was born into that. So it's probably...
Tired of that.
Yeah, he's probably... He probably want to know a little bit more. He want to expand himself. You know, he probably just... on a different vibe. Maybe he don't want to be in her shadow. Maybe he don't... You know, it's a lot of things that could come with that.
Let's just hope he sends us some more music, man. You know, and anybody listening right now wants to send a track, send it to 856 at gmail.com.
Send it.
You know, y'all gonna listen to us next week. We're gonna have this dope ass interview, man. We're kind of excited for it. It's our first interview for us three together. And I know everybody saw our little poster picture, and it kind of blew up like 50 shares on a book and all that.
Hey.
So people are starting to, you know what I mean, recognize and sending more music in and shit. And we thank everybody for that. We are gonna take over the city. You know, just
that's
a matter of summertime. It's
if
our
we
first
take
time.
Over the city, we taking care of the city.
Yeah, of course. I like that. I like that. And my aunt was talking about we should feed the homeless too, so we should definitely work
on
that,
man.
Yeah, you already know. You already know. I'm Burro, and I'm about to be out checking next Sunday.
I'm not the bear, we out.
And a female Malcolm X, you already.
Yo, Chris, guest star, and fuck y'all.
We out there, 856 Entertainment. Bombshell, dog.
Yo, that was good. But
thanks.
That conversation, I feel like.